So from the position of the Western Europeans, it's a mess in Outremer, thanks to Richard. The Muslim rival was at least divided. But on the other hand, Jerusalem was not in their hands. The succession was incredibly complicated. The nobility was now spending much of its time scheming among itself to put various rulers on the thrones of Cyprus and Acre. Tripoli and Antioch were essentially in the hands of one ruler. But Antioch became hopelessly enmeshed with the politics of the Cilician Armenians, that is, the independent Armenians of southern Asia Minor. So what was needed was strong leadership. And it was hoped that a major crusade with a great warrior king or noble could return to the east, recover Jerusalem, and establish his authority, perhaps become king himself or marry into the various lines, and create again an effective kingdom of Jerusalem. So it was all important that such a figure be found. Well, almost immediately, Pope Sallustin III appealed to the surviving older son of Frederick Barbarossa, who at that point was crowned Henry VI, that is, the king of the Holy Roman Empire, the king of Germany, the Holy Roman Emperor. And Henry VI was a man who had promised to go on crusade himself, as his father had. In a way, what Henry was being encouraged to do was to follow up on the Third Crusade. And Henry did make serious preparations. But there were some problems between Henry and the papacy. Henry VI was heir to the throne of the Norman Kingdom of Sicily. He had married Constance, the aunt of William II, the last Norman king, the last legitimate Norman king of Sicily, and to everyone's expectations, against everyone's expectations, William II died without issue, and Henry, with this elderly spinster aunt of William II, had a child. In fact, there was so much consternation at the fact that Constance was pregnant, I think she was about 40 at the time, that they actually had a public birth in the city of Milan to make sure that no one was sneaking in, some foundling, and passing off the male child as the future Holy Roman Emperor. And that person turned out to be Frederick II, the great emperor, the stupor mundi, the amazement of the world, who in his person united the King of Germany, the realm of Germany, the Holy Roman Emperorship, and the Norman Kingdom of southern Italy and Sicily. Well, this was the papacy's worst nightmare. I mean, if the efforts ever since the 10th, well, at least the 11th century with the reformist movement in the College of Cardinals had been to get secular power out of the church, I mean, you now had the papal states surrounded by all these powerful realms in the hand of potentially one ruler. And what happens is a cardinal point in papal policy, break up that realm, prevent the unification of the Norman kingdom with the Holy Roman Empire, with Germany, promote rebellion, promote dissension. And the papists really had very little choice except to do so. So Sallustin III negotiates with Henry VI on this. He eventually gives a imperial coronation on the understanding that this realm is not going to succeed to a single heir. This issue is still in negotiation, and Henry promises to go on crusade. He sends out advanced forces in 1197. These German crusaders show up. They interfere in the succession at Jerusalem. They actually receive homage from the island of Cyprus. Cyprus is technically now a vassal of the Holy Roman Emperor, and then Henry dies and never makes it to the Holy Land. And that throws the whole issue again back in the balance. In 1198, there's a succession crisis in the Holy Roman Empire. There's a new Pope, Innocent III, and Outremer is nothing short of a political mess.